KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. San Francisco's outgoing supervisors could choose an interim mayor at their final meeting today, but it's unclear whether the board can act before Gavin Newsom leaves City Hall. KQED's Stephanie Martin reports Newsom has postponed being sworn in as lieutenant governor to remain mayor until at least Saturday.
Four new members of the Board of Supervisors will be sworn in Saturday, creating a board that may be more moderate than the current one, which often clashed with Newsom. University of San Francisco political scientist Corey Cook says it's clear Newsom wants to preserve his legacy in San Francisco.
There has been this general sense that, you know, he had an opportunity at some points during his mayoralty to really build a sustained moderate presence, and yet he didn't do that.
City Public Utilities Commission General Manager Ed Harrington and Sheriff Mike Hennessy have emerged as the most likely contenders, regardless of which board makes the pick. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED News.
California's new superintendent of public instruction has some ideas for cutting costs in these grim financial times. Tom Torlakson is proposing energy audits and solar power for schools and wants to put new funding initiatives to California voters.
And we're going to need to form, you know, creative partnerships with cities, with counties, and again with the people of California, putting the choice in front of them. Will you invest in an education system that will bring us back to the top of the nation?
Governor Jerry Brown says he will not appoint a Secretary of Education, leaving Superintendent Torlakson and the Board of Education to manage schools together. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neurosurgery care. StanfordHospital.org.